Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. We've got the hot seat, Fox Sports Radio update anchor and producer of the Rogan and Rodney Show,
my
right
man.
Here in LA on AM 570. Kevin Figures.
Woo-hoo! Kevin,
he's going to figure. He's going to figure he made a mistake after this. This is over, Rob.
Kevin's my man, but he's going down today. Kevin Figures, yeah. One of the best guys in the room at AM 570 here at Fox Sports Radio as well. Kev is
yes,
great.
Yes, very good guy. This is first time too, right? His maiden yep. voyage on the hot seat? All right.
Yep. I've debated him on Fred Rogan's TV show, Going Rogan Chris, on KNBC Los Angeles.
Okay, okay. So, did you count that among your 35 jobs? Or would that be 36?
I get paid, right? Any job, okay. anything I do that I get paid, Chris? Is that a job or not?
It's a job.
If you that's get paid for it, to me, that's a job.
Although, what obviously, if you, what if, 30... I used to get paid in Cleveland when I go on the radio to talk about the Cavs.
Yes, any, you worked for show. That station.
Just,
yes.
But, well, no, I worked for the Akron Beacon Journal.
No.
But if I appeared on radio, so come on, I'm getting close to 35 then.
No. But were you a regular? Like I didn't count the WEEI.
No. It was just like I didn't count Chris. Any random station that had me, wherever they were,
no,
I got
that's
paid
not,
like
that's
50
different.
Bucks or something.
Like okay. WEEI is not in my thing, even though I'm on there a lot or often. You know what I mean? Like I didn't count them.
Okay.
As like I,
okay.
So
all
it wasn't
right. I was
just
starting
anybody.
To get work.
Yeah.
No. I was starting to scream fraudulent, but okay.
Yeah, well, hey, it's more than 35 to be honest. If you really like really count it, but 35
break it down.
Is fair. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. We talked about this with Hugh. By the way, how's your eye? Because he was punching you in the eye
That's
last,
all right.
That last interview.
I don't know. Hugh, I don't know what numbers he's talking about. Then he's talking about all the come from behind. He's only had three this year.
Okay. All the come from only behind. Three? He said only four. Three. He was one off. You sure? But anyway, it was three or four. That's a lot.
I checked the numbers during the break. I love Hugh.
And you keep
he's wrong on this one. That's all.
You keep saying that Mahomes didn't lead the league in any major category. He led the league in yards per game.
Okay, Chris. That's not a major category.
I'm just saying. No, I'm asking you what else.
Okay, other than that, what else?
No, nothing. But that's. I'm just saying that technically is not right. That's a major category. But anyway, we want to talk about this, Rob, because he brought up, you know, we both brought up to him Derrick Henry and the possibility of him. But Brandon Marshall, who's a co-host of First Things First, obviously was a great wide receiver in the NFL for many years. He actually thinks, Rob, that Derrick Henry should be the MVP. Here's his take.
This is 100% injury rate. Think about that. All right, before I even get into the injury rate thing, let's talk about this whole what's harder, whether running for 2,000 yards or throwing for 38 touchdowns, 48 touchdowns with Patrick Mahomes and also where Aaron Rodgers is at. Those guys are in a company of like almost 30 people, 30 quarterbacks who've done that before. This guy lives in a fraternity of two, him and Terrell Davis, two running backs. Do you guys understand how significant this is? We're talking about a running back. Any moment, an ankle can go, a knee can go. It doesn't have to be a game-ending injury. It doesn't have to be season-ending injury. We're talking about this guy being able to stay healthy this long so he can hit this mark. Most of these guys that's done, it's only been eight. They're going into week 17 needing 150 yards, 160 yards. So it's coming down to the wire to cross the finish line. This guy needed 37 yards, and he went for 254, something like that. This is absolutely ridiculous. So, Nick, I've been talking about this jet ski and trying to paint the picture of the MVP hierarchy for the last several weeks. I also said that if Derrick Henry goes for over 2,000 yards, he should be the MVP. These guys have been going back and forth all year. Patrick Mahomes Aaron Rodgers.
So what's it now?
All right, that's last week. You know what's better, Nick, than riding a jet ski? Riding what? A dolphin. That's what's better. What? Riding a dolphin. This is where it's at right now. Derrick Henry is the MVP.
Wow, they got some nice sound effects on that one. But let me clear a few things up that he said, Rob. When he mentioned, and Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going off the top of my head on this. But when he said that only two players have done what Derrick Henry and Terrell Davis did, I think he meant they're the only two players to lead the league in rushing yards and touchdowns in back-to-back seasons.
That's correct. They both had at least 2,000 yards and 15 touchdowns. They're the only two to ever do that.
Is it both of what I said?
No, it's not back-to-back. Okay. It's just in general.
Because he is one of the few, though, to lead the league in touchdowns and yards in back-to-back seasons. But I don't know if it's just two of them. But then with the eight, when he said eight, there's only been eight running backs that have rushed for 2,000 or more yards in a season. Now, Rob, four of those, let's say the previous seven, four of the previous seven have won the MVP. That would be O.J. Simpson, Adrian Peterson, Barry Sanders, and Terrell Davis. Look, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to win the MVP, and I don't have any problem with that. But if shocker of all shockers, if they gave it to Derrick Henry, I got to be honest, I would not raise a fuss. And here's why. We all know, obviously, the 2,000 yards. 126.7 yards per game rushing. But I think, and you talked about it with Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers, that Mahomes had more help was your argument. Okay, I think Aaron has had much more help than Derrick Henry has in Tennessee. And here's what I'll say. Rodgers he's obviously the quarterback, so the passing game is all up to him. But the rushing game, he had the eighth best rushing game in the NFL. And Aaron Jones was fourth in the NFL in rushing. Then Derrick Henry, he was the rushing game. His passing game was 23rd in the league. So they didn't throw the ball all that well. Ryan Tannehill had a nice season for a game manager, great season for a game manager. But they don't throw it all that great. And so we know it's all about Henry, and yet he ran for 2,000. Defensively, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay has the 9th best defense, and Tennessee, the 28th best defense. So he led them to an 11-5 record. I'm not going to say he should get it over Rodgers, but if he does, you know, I think it'll be justified.
I don't. I think he had, and the list, it ain't like it's automatic with 2,000 yards. That's the lie that people are putting out there. It's not automatic.
No, I just said 4 of 7, right.
There's 3 guys who rushed for 2,000 yards who didn't win the MVP. Eric Dickerson in 1984, Jamal Lewis, 2003. And I remember Chris Johnson, who was on the Titans, wasn't he, in 2009. Yep. And he didn't win the MVP. And it's no knock to the year that he had, and he put up – who did they win in there beating their last game? I don't remember the Titans.
Houston.
A bad Houston team that he was able to run for 254 yards.
So that was easy?
No, that's not easy.
I mean, you can't poo-poo it.
No, I'm just saying, but it's like the Brady putting up the 10 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks.
Why do you say that about everybody?
Chris, can I make my point?
I'm just asking.
No, but I want to make my point. You just said you just had 10 minutes.
It's just a double standard.
No, let me make my point.
I mean, can we keep it fair?
No, can I make my point is all I want. I let you talk for 10 minutes. I just want my chance.
It was like 4 minutes, but go ahead.
No, it was like 10 minutes.
No, it wasn't.
It sounded like 10 minutes.
The segment would be over, but go ahead.
Okay, it sounded like 10 minutes because it was so convoluted and I didn't know where you were going.
Can you give me some fairness? That's all I'm good. Go ahead.
No, all right. My point is just this. I just think Aaron Rodgers, with what he was able to accomplish, his numbers were through the roof in all the categories. And the other part was this, that they did – you know, take the number one seed in the NFC. I think that's major, that you had the best team or, you know, you clinched the number one seed. I think that matters. And I think that he was able to do it, even missing some pieces. And granted, this might be one of the best teams he's ever had, but he no doubt lifted that team. And the two big games that I saw there was against the Titans, where he blew them out 40-14, and they held Derrick Henry under 100 yards in that game, and they beat the Saints in New Orleans. Those were two big wins for them, and I think he didn't do anything. He had the one bad day at the office against Tampa Bay. They were up 10-0. He threw 2 picks, and when you think about that, he threw 2 and just 3 the whole rest of the season. He was unbelievable with the football, and he had almost 50 touchdowns. He had a hell of a year. If he doesn't win the MVP, then you can't win an MVP.
Well, no, he had a great year. Like I said, I fully expect him to be the MVP. I'm just saying I thought Henry was good enough where if he gets it,
I think
I won't raise a fuss. Because I think he's had an MVP year too.
And I'm not saying he's not in the conversation. I think he's ahead of Patrick Mahomes. I think I said this before.
He'll be second. I think
he'll be second. Yeah.
I think he'll be second. But if he wins,
disagree with that.
You would consider it a robbery if he won.
I would just think that I would be shocked that Aaron Rodgers didn't win, putting up the season and being the number one seed in the NFC. I think the record says a lot, too. It's not numbers up and they're a wild card team because Minnesota won a division. They would be a little different, Chris. It would be.
Yeah, no, and like I said, he had more help than...
You disagree with that?
No. And that's why, like you mentioned Chris Johnson, some of it, the reason some of these guys didn't win it when they ran for 2,000 because their record wasn't very good. You know, 11-5 is big. When you got one of the worst defenses in the NFL and a lower tier bottom 10 passing game, and he was able to go for 2,000, I mean, that's impressive. Like I said, I think Rodgers will win it. But If Henry were to somehow get it, I wouldn't consider it robbery. I'd be like, hey, you know, he
well, you would
I
be happy because you could keep your Mahomes narrative going for
another year. Got that. That's still okay. Why can't that keep? What the narrative is? What that he could one day
GOAT? No, it's just that the last 2 years he would have been beaten by a younger quarterback than him and then an older quarterback. That's
how
all.
Beaten. Yeah, who was he beating? Last year he won the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about the regular season.
That's irrelevant.
Chris,
irrelevant.
No, it ain't.
Once you get to the playoffs.
What if no? What
I
if,
don't
what
care
if Cliff,
about that. I'm serious.
What did Cliff Kingsbury say?
I'm about rings.
Oh, they should swap in and out every other year between Kyler Murray and Patrick Mahomes. They should swap.
That wasn't
me. That was the expectation that he's going to win the MVP every year. Come on, man.
Look, don't put that on me. That's got nothing to do with me. I'm just saying,
but that was the
that
thinking.
You can't sit here and tell me that wasn't my thinking. You can't sit here and tell me he got beat last year. He won the Super Bowl. He was the finals. Or the,
I'm talking
Super Bowl
about MVP. That's all I'm
irrelevant.
Talking about.
Don't really care.
As he's supposed to be that Super guy. Bowl, he hasn't come close to 50 year, touchdowns since year
okay,
one. Not close.
And
not close.
And?
Chris, you said he would be better in year two. Go back. I got the tape.
You told me this year.
You told me, oh, they got a running back. Look at the weapons. They got even better. They got better in the offseason.
Okay.
Look at all the weapons that they got. Oh, my God. He's
really,
going to be unstoppable.
Are
you
really
on the radio week one. Week
he won
one,
the
Chris.
Super Bowl.
No, I'm not talking about that. Stop trying
Wait,
to distract what I'm
talking about.
You, we got
you
the tape.
I would say
week
I would,
one.
Or,
Chris,
which,
can I talk?
Which season are we talking about?
This season, after year one, you said he was a clear-cut overall favorite to win the MVP. That's what you said.
Favorite? Okay. He
after
was the
week
favorite.
One.
He
and
didn't
I wouldn't
win
agree
it,
with
but he
you.
Was the
we'll
favorite.
Play the tape.
That's fine. You want applause? Yippee!
No,
you
I'm
got
just trying
it
to
right,
tell you
finally.
It ain't automatic.
Good job.
That's all. It ain't automatic.
But my narrative will not change. My narrative is this.
And when they get knocked out by Buffalo, your narrative will change. We'll see,
all
right?
Because I don't expect them to win the Super Bowl every year. But my narrative is this, that Patrick Mahomes can be Jordan-esque. That's it. Michael Jordan didn't win the MVP every year. He won it 5 times in 15 years.
No, you're just glazing over.
Did I say something that wasn't
Chris,
a fact?
Ryan, I want you to get the tape from after Patrick Mahomes played game one. Chris had a hissy fit that I didn't agree that he was going to win the MVP. He had
an
absolute hissy fit that I wouldn't sign off on it that he was going to win the MVP. We'll play the tape tomorrow. All right? I want you to hear you and how ridiculous
First of all,
you sound.
No, we won't play the tape
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, we will play
no,
the
we
tape
won't.
Tomorrow.
This is a joint
yes,
show.
Yes, we will.
You don't make no demands.
We'll play
like
the
that.
Tape. We'll
if we
play
don't
the
both
tape.
Agree, we're not playing it.
We're playing the tape.
Please. But congratulations, maybe. We'll see if your boy Aaron Rodgers wins it. You know, but my narrative about Pat Mahomes will not change.
Can we go
change.
To a break?
He
we don't want
to
hear the narrative. We've
on
heard
pace
it enough. All
to
right,
be
thank
Jordan-esque.
You. Thanks, everybody.
Still on
Good
pace
night.
To possibly
Is
be
the, show over
the
yet?
GOAT. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you guys think about Derrick Henry's argument for MVP? And really what we wanted to throw out to you, we didn't really get to it. Does it always have to be a quarterback? Is it right that we've essentially made it the best quarterback of the season award? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple saying a little prayer for our nation tonight on a Worship Wednesday. And business today, guys, moves faster than ever. If you're slow to adapt, then you will get left behind. Make no mistake about it. And if you're still running on QuickBooks, well, it might be time for you to gas up and accelerate with NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how much it'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/odd. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You heard it from Rob and me. Does the MVP, I mean, is it fair that it's basically become the best quarterback of the season award? Your turn to weigh in. Let's hear from you.
Chad in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's up, OG? What's up, Chris? Hey, real quick, if Derek would have broken ED, Eric Dickerson's record, that 2,000-yard-plus clip that ED had back in the mid-'80s when I was right, super young, then I would say Derek should be the MVP. But Aaron Rodgers, he carried the Packers. He's like a conductor in a symphony, and he has a bunch of guys who are average guys in the NFL, but he lifts them up.
Devontae Adams average?
No. Adams is the top receiver in NFL as far as I'm concerned, but guys like Scantling, Tanyan, his running back,
Lazard, Aaron Jones, fourth in the league in rushing. I'm just saying.
Lazard. You've got players that are not household names, but he makes them better. Dabney at tight end, Tanyan. So, I mean, he does more with less, so you got to give it to A-Rod. But for sure, Derrick Henry carried the Titans. Tannehill owes him a Porsche. I told OG that because without Derrick, Tannehill's just a guy. That's all I got, you guys.
All right, Chad. All right. Appreciate it, my man. Thank you. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, man. First of all, can I just say how blessed we are as a nation to have you two fine gentlemen on the radio, keeping everybody's spirits up, making jokes, celebrating 35 great years for Rob and countless others for Chris, man. We appreciate y'all, brother.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
So my take real quick is, so after lifting y'all up, Rob, are you out your mind, man? What are you not seeing with the Jordan-esque nature of my man Patrick Mahomes, brother? All he does is win. Same thing Jordan did. He's going to put another ring on his finger this year, so I don't know what the argument is about that. And as far as the MVP goes, man, come on. Give it to a running back, man. Spread the wealth around. There's an offensive player of the year. If you really want to give Aaron something, give him that. But the 2,000-yard accomplishment, like Brandon said earlier, man, it's one out of eight. You got to give the man some props for that.
All right. Rob, one thing, do we need an MVP and an offensive player of the year? You know, I mean,
I don't know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. They usually give the offensive player of the year award to a guy at a different position. Well, I don't actually know if it's usually, but a lot of times, right? People are saying Derrick Henry will get that. What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just. Like, yeah, it's turned into a quarterback, but everything is. The Heisman, we've talked about it before.
Right.
Ham in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? Congratulations, Rob, on 35 years in the
Thank
business.
Thank you. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're one of did the you, best, man.
Did you hear
really
that tape?
We appreciate you guys on a day like this.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate Crazy. It.
Listen, on Derrick Henry, man, I think he's more than qualified to be in the MVP. 2,000 yards is hard to get. And I agree that it should be more than a quarterback award, even though I'm a big Rodgers fan. But, you know, I'm getting mad at Nick and Nick Wright and Chris always being like the Avengers for, like, Patrick Mahomes. Come on, guys. Be more humble. We know
Thank
he's
you.
Good.
Be real
be
about
humble.
It and stop
be
pushing
real.
A narrative.
Real?
A false narrative.
What do you mean? What's the false narrative, Rob?
That's why they call him Nick Wrong.
I'm just asking, honestly.
I'm just telling you.
Come on, Chris, it's not a false narrative. Yeah, at all.
It is. For this year, he's not the MVP, Chris.
That's fine. That's not my narrative.
You came on the show Monday saying you would still pick him as MVP Monday. What are you talking about?
That don't mean he's not going to be the MVP. It could be my opinion.
Okay.
But I'm saying my narrative is he's Jordan-esque. And that hasn't changed just because he wasn't MVP.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And it is time for the hot seat. All right, it is the hot seat with our man, Kevin Figures. Okay, he's
Figures.
Rob, he figured better.
We figured not
he figured
to call
better
in.
Than to join us on the hot seat because he knew it would be ugly. But we'll see. I'll give his credentials just in case he mans up and steps up in the
You
arena.
Find this man.
He is a Fox Sports Radio update anchor. He is the producer of Rogan and Rodney on AM 570 LA Sports. And he is a good guy, Rob. He is a good
guy.
He's
a great guy.
He books me as a guest on the show.
I hung out
times.
With him and his girlfriend at the at Jonas's wedding.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Got a chance to spend some time, and I've worked fill in on that show. Chris used to fill in on that show.
Yep,
when you used
yep.
to be a California person. But
what's the weather like there? By the way,
it was nice today. You know,
not
like,
me, today
low
really?
70s. I don't know. It was nice.
So, are you getting? What are you doing, brother? Well, I mean, I know you're Nothing. Working during the day a lot, but are you getting out? Are you walking? Or
not
you,
really.
You know?
Not really. I mean, I walk a little bit, but I'm saying not as much as I would like. And the gym is still closed in my building, so I'm kind of like stuck. It's like it's a weird place to be.
You still on your diet?
No, no, no. My diet starts on the 11th because I'm going to Vegas for the weekend. So I'm going to eat and drink, and then I'll come back and get going.
So that's a what, 6 months?
Four months? That I haven't been?
The diet. When the diet you start on Monday.
Yeah, it'll be 4 months.
Wow. NABJ is not that close.
No, it'll be like 7 or 8 months.
You might want to back it up.
Nah, I'm going to start with 4. Let me see where I'm at, and then we'll go. All right, Kevin. All right. Is Kevin figured
out? Yeah,
there?
We got Kevin here on the hot seat. Let's do
Yo,
it.
Yo, Kev, you were trying to duck us. What's up with that?
No. You guys are trying to duck me. Let's not get it twisted. Let's go.
All right, brother. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Who's hosting this thing?
I am, yes. All right, come on. That's all right. This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. This is The Hot Seat, where members of the Fox Sports Radio family step into the ring with Chris and Rob and defend three of their hottest takes. Now we've got our man Kevin Figures here. Play the drop, Sam.
Remember, they would lick the heads of people sitting in the front row?
Not that one. Not that one. There we go. All right.
Oh, so he got his own theme music?
That's right. Wow. That's right.
Wow.
Big deal out here in AM570 LA Sports. Let's look at Kevin's first take, and that is Tim Duncan is not the best power forward of all time, but rather Kevin Garnett is. Figgy, you got 30 seconds. Let's go.
Well, I could just start with the intangibles and not even bring up all the stats, which I can get to later, but being an inspirational leader, bringing that intensity every night, always played hard, held his teammates accountable. That's what a leader does. One of the most intense players of all time, defensive player of the year, phenomenal on all ends of the floor. There was not a single hole in his game. That's why he's the best of all time.
Will you stop it? I mean, come on. Look, I like KG as much as the next man, but nobody puts him ahead of Tim Duncan, all right? 5 rings. Count them. 5 rings, all right? He didn't have Paul Pierce playing with him. He didn't have Ray Allen playing with him. Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili are nice, but they're not Pierce and Ray Allen, and yet he still was able to win 5 rings. He stepped in the league when the Admiral, David Robinson, was in his prime and immediately became the team's best player. Are you kidding me? Stop it!
Go ahead, Kev.
All right, let's get it straight here, Chris. Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker are going to the Hall of Fame. So was Kawhi Leonard. He gravy trained his way to the last championship he won in San Antonio. Yes, he did have David Robinson as one of the best big men of all time. Kevin Garnett, for the majority of his career, played with who? Who was his second best player in Minnesota? Wally Szczerbiak? This guy was putting up phenomenal numbers. He was never expected to win championships in Minnesota because he didn't have the talent around him. He put up huge numbers. If you traded Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett and put KG in San Antonio, they win just as much, if not more.
Kev, stop it. You're just mad because Tim Duncan wore sandals all the time because he's from the Bahamas. This guy is one Ray Allen shot away from being 6-0 in the finals. What, are you kidding me? And you're acting like he had nothing to do with it. And if I remember correctly, Tony Parker was a second round pick. Yes, he's going to the Hall of Fame because Tim Duncan made him a great player, opened up his game, and Manu Ginobili. So don't act like Tim Duncan didn't have anything to do with him. That's why you know who Greg Popovich is. Tim Duncan is better than KG.
Well, that was a tough one. Very strong arguments on both sides. KG was also fantastic in Uncut Gems, but I will give the edge to the Odd Couple on this one because I
of
do agree.
Of course you should.
Oh, come on, Bert. Nice. That's ridiculous.
It was more than an edge, believe me.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Please, not even close.
It's all right, Figgy. I've got to pad their stats a little bit here because you know what's about to happen on this one.
Oh,
number
yeah.
two, despite...
What are we, the Patrick Mahomes of the radio? You're padding our stats? Okay, go ahead.
Despite the Padres' moves, the Dodgers are still a cut above every other team in the NL West and the NL as a whole. Figgy, you got 30 seconds.
Look, the cute little team in San Diego happened to get themselves a couple of good pitchers, and that's excellent. The Dodgers... What have they lost? If anything, they're going to gain this coming season. They won the World Series, and Cody Bellinger had the worst season of his career. He's going to have a bounce-back year. Whether they lose Justin Turner or not, they have reserves coming in. Gavin Lux is one of the best prospects in all of Major League Baseball. He could possibly make an impact for them this year. There's nothing that they're missing at this point in time outside of maybe an extra arm in the bullpen, and they could probably even win again with that. So the Padres are a nice up-and-coming story, but they're not a given.
Stop it, Kevin. What are you talking about?
Stop it.
Let me tell you, last year only two teams won more games than the Padres. You know what two teams? The two teams that made it to the World Series. They weren't on the outside looking in, and they were good. They also scored 325 runs. Guess what? Only the Dodgers scored more. And then they went out and added two ace pitchers at the top of their rotation. One guy who finished second in Cy Young, and a guy who has a Cy Young in his back pocket. And they have the best, most exciting player in the game.
All right, that's really, really cute, Rob. Yes, they added a couple of Cy Young candidates, one who won, and Yu Darvish. Dodgers fans know exactly what he can do in big moments, and that's totally meltdown. He did it with the Rangers, and he possibly would do it now with the San Diego Padres. I see that coming. The Dodgers, you mentioned, yeah, they scored more runs than the Padres. Yes, they finished with a better record than the Padres, and that's going to happen again. This is also going to be a marathon of a season. Last year was a sprint. Who knows what's going to happen through the course of an entire season for the Padres? The Dodgers are proven they can win over 100 games through a full regular season. Who knows what the Padres can do?
I don't know, Figures. I mean, Clayton Kershaw isn't getting any younger. That's for darn sure. And look, the Padres had a nice pitching staff already. Now you add Blake Snell and Hugh Darvish? Come on. Fernando Tatis, where's he going? He's only going up. He's only getting better. Manny Machado is back to his old self. I mean, come on. The Padres are ready. I know you're mad about it. The rain might be over. I still like the Dodgers, but do not sleep on the boys down south.
To put it simply, everything the Padres can do, the Dodgers can do better. Rob, you did a really good job of pointing out the fact that the Dodgers are, in fact, a better team. So the point here goes to Kevin Figures.
Bam.
You know what? As Ryan is in every Instagram picture with a Dodger hat on, a Dodger homer, we already know he is. Chris, we had no shot at that one. Yeah. None.
No, you didn't. It's all right. All right, but you might have a shot at this one because now we're all square at 1-1, but... For his third point, Kevin Figures says that Chick-fil-A is overrated. Oh! Figgy, you got 30 seconds.
I don't understand the hype. It's literally just chicken. There's nothing special about it. If you're telling me the appeal to Chick-fil-A is the variety of sauces, then that tells me that the actual product is not that good. I'll never understand the driveway being full. It's similar to In-N-Out. There's nothing special about Chick-fil-A whatsoever.
Kev, you sound like Yogi Berra. I don't go to that restaurant anymore. It's always too crowded. Come on, Kev, what are you talking about? Have you tried the waffle fries? They're to die for. Are you kidding me? And the chicken sandwich is delicioso. Yes, that's why there's always a line outside Chick-fil-A. They're not giving out stimulus checks. They're giving out... good-tasting food.
The waffle fries are just as overrated as their bland chicken, and you know it, Rob. Don't get it twisted here. Stop it. I can get a better chicken sandwich at Popeye's, to be honest with you. That sandwich is worth the wait. Not anything at Chick-fil-A. Totally overrated. Not worth it. The only reason the lines are long is because of the novelty of it. There's nothing special about it. It's word of mouth being passed on. Man, Chick-fil-A is so amazing. I have to try it out. But once you try it, you realize
Kevin,
they're not that
there
good.
There is not a fast food joint in America who has chicken nuggets like Chick-fil-A. McDonald's, no way. Burger King, ha! Wendy's, not even close. It's Chick-fil-A by a mile. Then, as Rob said, the waffle fries. The biscuits and the bread. I mean, it's delicious. And on top of that, they don't only feed me physically, but I get a Bible verse on the carton or something like that.
Well, you know, Chris is soul right there.
Spiritually too. Yeah. Come on. It's Chick-fil-A by mine.
The only time that and you said what, a Popeye's chicken sandwich? The only thing is that it doesn't taste as good because it comes through the bulletproof glass. So
just because it's true don't mean you got to say it, Rob.
All right. Man. Now, this is a tough one. Now, Figgy knows my affinity for all fast food, really, so it's hard for me to dislike any fast food, and I do enjoy Chick-fil-A. However, guys, there is no pain quite like pulling up to Chick-fil-A all ready to get yourself dinner for that night and then completely forgetting that it's a Sunday. the win, the point goes to Kevin Figures.
There we go, Bert.
Look at this.
There you go, Bert, my man. Thank you.
Chris, this was rigged. This was rigged. You know what? So what shift did y'all swap or something? There's some shift that Ryan needed off, so he got K-Fig, and now he's going to hook him up.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Come on. Well, Kevin, your maiden voyage on the hot seat, even though you really didn't win, you did a good job. So congratulations. You survived. We'll have you on again, man. Great job.
Thank you, boys. I appreciate it. I love the show. Love the show.
All right, appreciate brother. You. Later. Thank you, buddy.
More Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Sounds of my man Bizzle. He's been a guest on the show, Rob.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't remember. He was Yeah. He's been on Celebrity Corner. The Rockets lost tonight to the Indiana Pacers to fall, Rob, to 2-4. And we all know the situation in Houston. James Harden wants out. Harden was not good tonight. I mean, he did have 12 assists, but he had 15 points shot, which for him is like half of what he usually gets, less than half. Was 5-for-14 from the field. Rob, they've beaten one team this year, and that's the Sacramento Kings. They beat them twice, and then they've lost everybody else, 2-4. And when I look, you know, we've all talked about where Harden might end up. Philadelphia, obviously, was a team where people have been looking at, but they're off to a nice start. Doc Rivers really has them playing well. Their defense is tremendous. They've won 5 in a row. They're 7-1 after tonight's victory. And then Brooklyn, as you and I, you know, we both like the Nets. Now, yeah, they're not playing their greatest ball right now. They're 4-4. But I just, as much as I like Harden, I don't know that I want to mess with that. We got some breaking news. Let's hear what this is.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Hey, guys. Confirmed by Adrian Wojnarowski. Markelle Fultz of the Orlando Magic, torn ACL. Oh, will be done for the season.
Yeah, I saw that. And it's this guy, Rob, man.
Sad.
Because he was finally coming out of his shell. And I do mean shell, you know? Like, he was spooked. For the first several years of his career.
Yeah, it was bad, too. It really was.
Yeah, it was really the yips, you know? It was really the yips. And this year he was playing well. He was starting, averaging 14 points, team-high 6 assists for the Orlando Magic. They're winning. They're 6-2. It really looked like this guy, it was going to be a nice comeback story. Wow.
Yeah, boy, that's tough. That's just sad.
That really
we've seen
is
a couple
tough.
Injuries so far, you know. I mean,
yeah, Spencer Dinwiddie torn ACL with the Nets, which is, you know, I mean, obviously they've got a ton of talent, but still, he's a good player.
He's a good player. Yeah. Not like you could just throw him away, but
right.
I don't know if that derails you totally, but he's a good piece. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh my God, you can't win now, but he's a good piece, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that man, that's tough. I hate to hear that about Markelle Fultz, but. You know, what I was saying in regards to Harden, Philadelphia 7-1. Brooklyn, you know, we know what they are. If you were one of those two teams, Rob, would you be, you know, would you want to get Harden right now?
No, I just don't.
Yeah, because
I know he's a great player, but I just not sure that he's going to fit.
Right.
He's such a ball-dominant player. You know, like, it's just, Chris, wherever he goes, there's no way he can just fit in. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not who he is.
Now, he used to be able to do that, but he's been a superstar now for the last few years. And what's interesting is his usage rate has climbed with stars. Like, when he got Chris Paul, his usage rate went up. When he got Westbrook, it went up even more, you know. So I don't know what he thinks, how he thinks he would play in Brooklyn. I can't even imagine that, you know. That would be crazy. But we'll see.
I still think he's
going to
wind up with the Knicks.
Well, they're playing pretty well. They're playing well right now.
But it's what they do, though, Chris. You know what I mean?
But couldn't you see Thibodeau – just like you had Derrick Rose, one star and a bunch of hard workers around him, could they do that with Harden? You know?
I don't think they'll win. The ultimate goal for the Knicks is to win.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.